Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
WBUR's meteorologist Dave Epstein joins us now. Okay, we have two rounds of snow coming. Let's start with tomorrow, which I understand is not a heck of a lot to worry about. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Not a big deal at all. It's just a little bit of snow developing, probably after 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and then there'll be a little in the morning tomorrow, anywhere from probably a coating, maybe a half to three quarters of an inch in a few places, but that is not a big deal at all. Temperatures get to the upper 30s. Roads should remain basically just wet.
Okay, then what happens on Saturday?
So Saturday, we've got increasing clouds. It's a nice day. Get out and do any errands that you have. Temperatures in the mid-20s. It's certainly cold. Saturday night, the snow begins, especially after 8 or 9 o'clock, and it becomes heavy. We could also see some sleet mixing in there as well. Temperatures down into the 20s. On Sunday, it's going to be a sleet, freezing rain situation in the morning, and then probably changing to snow before it ends, coming to an end sometime between about 4 in the afternoon and about 7 in the evening. I think it all winds down.
Okay, in terms of accumulation, what are we looking at for Sunday?
So in Boston, we're looking at generally 4 to 8 inches of snow. There'll be maybe a little bit less south side of the city, maybe, you know, higher end of that estimate as you get off towards the north. Then we'll ramp that up a little bit, 6 to 10 as you get north and west of 128, 495. And finally, 10 to 14 inches on towards Fitchburg. And there may be some places which are in that 18 to 24 inch amount as you get towards southern New Hampshire and on into portions of interior Maine as well.
Are you still thinking about 2 to 4 inches on the Cape and Islands?
Yeah, still 2 to 4 inches Cape in the islands. That'll come during that overnight period and then quickly changing over to rain. A lot of that will actually get washed away during the morning hours on Sunday as temperatures there get into the 40s.
So this is Thursday. We're talking about snowfall on Sunday. How much do you expect any of this to change between now and then?
It definitely can change. I mean, as you said, it's only Thursday, so we have all sorts of computer information to come in late tonight. We'll get another day's worth on Friday, another half a day on Saturday before it even begins. So it could shift. If we have a colder regime, then Boston snowfall amounts will go up. If it looks like the system's going to go a little further to the west, then Boston snowfall amounts will go down. So right now, I think the theme here is messy weather, especially Sunday, not a blockbuster storm. This isn't going to break any records at all. It's the first one of the season, and it's just a typical winter storm, what we've seen many times before and we'll see many times after for sure.
And how cold should it be on Monday?
So Monday's a cold day. Temperatures between about 10 and 15 degrees. If you're headed up towards ski country, it'll be around zero in the highest of elevations and in the single digits down towards where you pick up the chairlift. Skiing will be great, but you'll definitely want to wear your face mask, the gloves, the boot heaters, and all of it if you have it.
Meteorologist Dave Epstein, thank you, Dave.
You're welcome. Have a great evening.